What is this? What are you listening to?
I am a dedicated listener.
Blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah.
Uh-oh. I always have you guys on, so what's that?
My favorite show.
And my favorite radio.
It's about time you guys get back.
Your voice is like butter to our ears.
Like butter to you.
It is National Butter Day.
What's better than butter?
Oh, man, you're killing me. Butter, my friend, that's elemental.
Is that butter?
Butter.
Is it real butter?
Is butter a carb?
Some guys like butter.
It's so slippery.
Butter?
Happy National Butter Day.
It's showtime.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show, waking you up along with our executive producer, Morty, who, by the way, is on vacation all this week.
Yes, he is.
On that wonderful Mexico cruise.
Yes, he is, my gosh.
So, show number 2234, for those keeping track, it is Wednesday morning, Carla. National Butter Day today.
Yeah, it's all sorts of national days today.
Mm-hmm.
I will mention a couple things coming up, and for various reasons. But yeah, so I guess enjoy the butter. I don't know.
Just like butter.
Put it on your Pop-Tart.
If you're a BTS fan, I guess you would just play that song all
great
day.
Great song.
So.
Love
right.
that song.
Channel 3 weather, plenty of sunshine today. High in the low 70s. Partly cloudy tomorrow. Highs in the low 70s again. Got about 57 now.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
96.3 KKLZ.
I mean, do with it what you will. It's also Guinness World Record Day and National Testosterone Awareness Day.
Mike, yes.
Two things that the Detroit Lions know nothing about,
nothing.
By the way. Jeez. The best cities, by the way, for sports. Researchers looked at more than 50 different factors across five major sports: football, baseball, basketball, hockey, and soccer. We all say, oh, really, soccer? In some parts of the country, it's bigger than any of the other four. Things like win-loss records, how passionate fans are, how affordable it is to go to games. Big cities did the best, no surprise there. More likely to have professional teams in all five sports. The 10 best sports cities overall. Number one, Boston. Number one is Boston. Then L.A., New York, Pittsburgh, the ones you would think. Philadelphia, Denver, D.C., Washington, D.C., Dallas, Chicago, and Miami. That is your top 10 best sports cities.
Have to ask, right, where Detroit shows up?
Yeah, they're funny thing, they support certain teams. They're not that far down. Certain teams they support more than others. These are the five that, like, support
all
of their
okay.
teams. Yeah, I know.
All right.
Vegas, nowhere to be found.
Well, we don't have Major League Baseball.
No, we don't. No.
We have professional soccer,
yes,
but I don't know
how
at a certain level.
Right.
But.
We got hockey, of course.
Yeah.
We got fickle fans.
Tough loss last
fair weather,
night.
Yes. Happy birthday to the Egg McMuffin, by the way. 50. Yeah. 50 years old this year. So, McDonald's selling them for their original price of 63 cents tomorrow.
Wow.
63 cents. You have to order through their app, but you can do that and go pick up. So,
wow.
63 cents for an Egg McMuffin tomorrow. Another big day today. It is National Unfriending Day. This is the day you actually get online and you clean out your social media. You get rid of the friends, whatever it is, for whatever reason. You don't really follow them. They don't really follow you.
You don't know them?
Yes, exactly.
You just clicked on it and said,
yes,
you know, whatever.
Yes, dump them. If they're annoying you, you're annoying them. Dump them. Today is it's house cleaning day on social media, so use it. Few things you should know, sponsored by Clark County Credit Union.
A scientific study looked at what kinds of music we listen to at different times of the day, and they found that there's one song that has all the musical qualities that allow it to meet our needs 24 hours a day. I guess they're talking about good mood, bad mood.
Right. So it's like an average of all the good things in a song, I guess.
Right.
Okay.
You're upset, you're happy, you're sad, all that stuff.
All right.
If you just listen to this, you don't have to listen to all the other songs.
Let's see.
I think you might be surprised. Here it is. This is the one song that meets all the needs and qualities.
It is kind of surprising, but okay.
So you don't need all those songs like Butter and
No, really?
And those sad songs and happy songs. You just need this one right here.
Okay. I get it with the beat and the melody and the feel.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know as much about, like, meaning, but okay, sure, why not?
So a lot of people have a song they love to play or hear or listen to when they're happy. Then there's other songs that people love to hear, they need to hear when they're sad.
Yes.
You know, or they're upset.
Right.
They're angry, but this covers it all.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
So.
It's a soothing vibe,
I guess.
That song.
Go figure.
Did you like seeing him do that live?
I did.
You saw him do it live.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Recently. He sounds great.
Yeah.
And that room over there, the Coliseum.
Right.
Acoustically perfect, and he just sounded so good.
Good.
Didn't have a band, you know, like a huge band with an orchestra and all that, so.
Well, he's Sting, Mike.
It's Sting. He's very pure.
He's Gordon. Gordon. I want to be called Sting now.
One other musical note. I want to throw this out there because I know you're a big Taylor Swift fan.
I love her.
The vinyl of Taylor Swift's re-recorded Red album was pressed at 45 RPMs instead of 33. Now, a lot of people are freaking out.
Those people who have record players, who have turntables,
But this is what Taylor Swift sounds like instead of at 33.
Right.
At 45.
Which spun faster? So they'd have to put it on 45. It's a 33. They'd probably have to put it on 45.
Right.
Because those spun faster. That's hilarious. Yes, because it was pressed. Okay. What were the others? 78. That's what my dad recorded
33,
on, by the way.
33,
yes.
45, 78.
78s were in between. Getting back
together. I'm sure if she released that. Who's this artist? The guy from The Voice?
I know. Yeah, is that Adam Levine?
No.
No, it's
but
not
that's
him.
What she
but
sounds
it,
like.
Who it. Does that sound like? It sounds like somebody. You guys, who does that sound like? 702-739-9636. Does that sound like somebody I'm missing? So everybody's kind of all over the map here a little bit. So let me first start with the mood song.
Okay.
And then we'll play one in particular. One of our listeners said, wow, Golden Earring Radar Love is a song that relaxes me. It makes me feel good. Another one was Boston's More Than a Feeling. Okay. This is like your overall feel good song. Not happy, not sad, just a good song.
And they found out that the number one song you can use that covers all 24 hours of the day, Every Breath You Take.
Yes.
But everybody, of course, has their
a different
own song,
one.
So.
Don't You Forget About Me, Simple Minds.
I like that.
One of our listeners, Lynn, said that song is good for any mood at all.
Okay.
So now, with regards to the way Taylor sounds, Angie, I didn't even know if that was her, said it might be Howard Jones that she sounds like.
Now, keep in mind, the album was pressed at 45, and this is what it sounds like when it's played at 33, so it slowed down.
I'd really like to get a copy of this. I don't know if that was a mistake on some of them.
No. This is what happens if you put it at 33.
Oh, if you just... Oh, okay, okay.
On your own.
Okay.
So when you buy the album, play it on a turntable.
Okay.
But Howard Jones, that's a pretty... You know what? Close your eyes. You can hear it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
If you haven't voted yet for your top 5 80 essential hits of the 80s, do it now. Go to our website, 96.3 KKLZ. Vote for your top five favorite songs. Then on Black Friday, November 26th, we're going to count them back starting at 10 o'clock in the morning. Find out where your top five ended up. But if you want to check it out, it's on our website. You can do it on the free KKLZ app. 80 essential hits of the 80s. So vote now.
Cool.
Plenty of sunshine today. Highs in the low 70s. Partly cloudy tomorrow. Highs in the low 70s again. Shouldn't be too bad. It's 57 outside right now. And AC/DC, KKLZ. Carla Ray this morning, bright and early, put up this question on Facebook. What did you learn in elementary school that you still use to this day?
Yeah, you know what? I had to write something last night and the word receive. And it's like, wait a minute. I before E except after C. Okay, everyone sounded his name. Neighbor and wait. Okay, got it. That's it right there. I before E except after C. Or when sounded as A in neighbor or way. And I still use it occasionally.
And now I'm totally confused.
Yes, I like neighbor and E-I.
I get it.
Right, and way. I'm talking, of course, W-E-I-G-H.
Yes.
Yes, you got it. I know, but we're getting some that are they're very confusing for people remembering very simple things. They are very, very confusing. But let's start with that. You know, what did you learn back in school that you still remember to this day?
So if you already answered on Facebook,
yeah,
but you want to text in or call in,
please do.
702-739-9636. The one thing I took away from grade school, the way to spell friend, you have a friend until the end. So E-N-D.
Oh, so E-N-D is at the end.
That's how I knew to put the I before
yes.
E, a friend till
that.
The end.
I love that. Now, can I just mention one before we move on? Claudine said how to spell arithmetic.
Okay.
By using a rat in Tom's house might eat Tim's ice cream. She said, I can't spell it without it either. A rat in Tom's house might eat Tim's ice cream.
I would have more problems remembering that.
Same here.
than how to spell arithmetic initially, so. But to each his own, right?
In Tom's house, okay. M-E... Yeah. Okay, arithmetic. Okay, just write. Hey, Claudine, how about just math? M-A-T-H.
I do remember I had to take accordion lessons.
Oh, yeah.
Because like your dad, not on the same level, but a musician.
Oh, please. Yeah, yeah.
And he thought it would be good and it'll help your math and all this stuff. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
It was the notes or the chords or the keys.
The notes, the musical
every,
notes.
Every good boy does fine. And then the other one was face, F-A-C-E.
Yes, in between. But I was a fat kid, and it was every good boy deserves fudge.
Oh.
That's what we did.
Or a girl.
Not joking, yes. Yeah, that's what we did.
But, like I said.
But it has to be a boy, because E-G-B-D-F.
Oh, I see what you're saying, yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Well, that's why I didn't play accordion very long.
Yeah, yes.
No, it's
me with piano, too. It's like, forget that. No.
Bud, what was your takeaway from school?
I learned in school, believe it or not, in grade school, growing up in Iowa, Spanish.
Yeah.
First grade through third grade, we had a Spanish teacher coming in every day teaching us Spanish. And I still remember all of my Spanish that I've got, which isn't a lot, but it's all from back then.
That's cool.
In Iowa.
Yes.
Yeah, in Iowa of all places.
You know what? I took 5 years of Spanish, and I could barely remember any.
Yeah, you don't get any headway with Carla in Mexico.
No, not at all.
That's crazy. Thanks a lot for the call. Have a good day.
Have a great day. Bye, guys.
So as you think about this, it's not only how to spell words or something like that, but whatever you take away.
Yes, exactly.
Or took away from school.
Lots of acronyms. Now, David, I thank you. Roygbiv. R-O-Y-G-B-I-V. The colors of the rainbow. I could never remember those. Red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet. Roygbiv.
Oh.
I know. I like these people. You're teaching me. You are teaching me here. And these are just things that you remember. You learned them.
Yeah.
You remember them. And one of our listeners said, we learned different languages in high school. And I... I just, we learned some German. And I'll always remember, of course, Guten Tag.
Yeah.
Good day. So, okay.
I think in our school, our high school, that you could take Spanish, Latin. That was for the smart kids.
Yeah.
Or if you went to parochial school.
Yeah.
Spanish, Latin, I don't think German was a choice.
No, we didn't have Latin when I was in school, so it was Spanish, French, German.
French.
I think that was about it. Yeah,
French was a big
language. French. I know. It's like really French. We're so stupid. Well, get your pen because I don't even know, Jennifer, or hold your fingers up. I guess. Okay, multiplying by 9 with your fingers, with both hands in front of you. 9 times 1 is answered by bending your left pinky. Everything left is the answer. 9 times 2. Bend your left ring finger. Jennifer, just learn the times tables. The 1 to the left of that and the 8 to the right. So that's 18. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Nothing. I have no clue.
I am an idiot.
Lynn's on the phone. Lynn, go ahead.
How to remember the order of the planets in the solar system.
Go ahead. Can you do it, Lynn?
My very eager mother just served us 9 pizzas.
Mercury, Venus,
Earth.
Mars. Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus.
Neptune.
Pluto. I couldn't remember what she served us.
Peanuts? You got to remember the phrase.
Pizza.
And then go back. All right, the first letter of every word that's from the phrase.
Just served us coleslaw. No pizza.
But see, the point is, peanuts. You remember that.
Exactly.
Wow.
I've remembered that for years, and it always works.
Say it again.
My very eager mother just served us 9 pizzas.
All I heard was pizza.
I know. Mike's ear just went.
Have a good day.
Thank you, Lynn.
Have a great day, guys. Love you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Weather-wise, according to Channel 3, plenty of sunshine today. You know, yesterday it turned out to be a nice day.
It sure did.
After that cloud cover burned off, plenty of sunshine today. Highs in the low 70s, partly cloudy tomorrow. Again, highs in the low 70s, about 57 right now. 3-game winning streak snapped last night. VGK losing to Carolina, 4-2. Detroit in town tomorrow,
yes,
Carla.
Yes, I think I might have to take that game in.
Are you going to go?
I think so.
You know, Morty's on vacation. Maybe you have his tickets.
I would love to have taken his tickets. I already got a notice on tickets for tomorrow night. They're not bad, so I would like to see them play Detroit.
See if we can't get back on the winning track.
Yes, drop either one of us. So.
A little bit after 7 o'clock, so go Knights, go.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Oh, Mike, well, Dallas, speaking of sports, by the way, Dallas Cowboys head coach Mike McCarthy, he handed out the anti-chafing monkey butt powder to motivate the Cowboys in the locker room. I'm sure that helped. Yeah. I'm sure that helped them a lot. Maybe a speech, but okay. Okay, maybe it made. He made
you do
point.
It that way, I'll do
yes.
it this way.
Maybe he made a point with that. YouTube will now hide dislike counts to promote positivity.
Wow.
I have a few things on YouTube, and for the most part, they're interviews, things like that we've done. And every once in a while, somebody has to do the, you know, why'd you ask him that? Everybody asks them that. It's like, what? Excuse me? I'm sorry.
Everybody's a critic.
Yes, they are. They definitely are. Maybe, what is the movie site? Rotten Tomatoes. Maybe they should change that to ripe, supple tomatoes, something like that.
See how that works out.
Yeah, rotten tomatoes. Britney Spears' mother, Lynn, reportedly flew from Louisiana to L.A. to see her, and Britney refused to let her in the house.
Oh.
She recently blamed her mom for coming up with the idea for her conservatorship. Sources say she's furious with her mom, and I quote, furious with her mother. So that's
too bad.
That whole thing is just a mess.
Yeah.
It's a mess. What are Netflix's top 10 shows and movies of all time? All time. I think you know number one. It's a newer, the newer show. Everybody's watching.
Yellowstone.
No. Squid Game.
Squid Game.
Yeah,
oh,
Yellowstone
Squid
is actually on network or cable network. Squid Game, number one. Number one. Bridgerton, number two.
What?
Yeah, Bridgerton is number two. These are the shows. Money Heist. Money Heist Part 4, number 3, Stranger Things, and The Witcher. Those are all five of the top shows.
Huh.
Yeah, I know. Top movie of all time? It's that freaking Bird Brain.
Is it really?
Yeah, Bird Box, yeah. God help
It just
me.
Won't let you go, will it?
No, it won't
it haunts
let me
you.
Go. No, it will not let me go. And then, of course, Extraction, and number 3 I'll go to. The Irishman, which I think you and I are still watching. Longest movie ever.
The Bird Box yes, exactly.
Oh,
it
man.
Just goes on forever.
Yes.
The Bird Box thing is to you what Notebook is to Morty.
Yes. Yes, and I know I think Morty really loved Bird Box too.
Yeah.
I couldn't that movie hurt me. It just was painful. Painful to watch.
And you like Sandra Bullock.
I love her. I love her. Mm-hmm. The one movie she was in that I do not like. I can't get up.
Well, wait until you see Bird Box 2.
Yes. Oh, I'm waiting. I'm sure it's going to happen.
Yeah.
LeVar Burton, who recently said, you know, a while ago, he said, yeah, I'd love to host Jeopardy. Then he said, nope, I don't want to host Jeopardy. Well, he's going to host a game show. He's going to do Trivial Pursuit, the game show. He said, I'm thrilled to have partnered with Hasbro and E1 to bring the game to the market. It's, of course, a great game. Hopefully, it'll be a good show. Now, the show doesn't have a network yet. But he is slated to host the show. So whenever that pops up,
he's ready.
He'll be hosting the show. That is my take for now.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Yeah! Let's get crazy!
On 96.3 KKLC.
All right, yesterday at this time, you were talking about, are you playing butter?
Like what? Butter, like criminal
undercover. National Butter Day today, so.
I don't know how you love this song. Yeah.
My wife Jody said after we played it earlier this morning, it's like stuck in her head now.
She messaged me too. Yeah. I love this song. Oh, break it down.
Somebody said one of the other songs, as we were talking about music earlier in the morning.
Oh, yes.
Popcorn.
Yes, remember that one by Hot Butter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And hold on. I think the song used to go like this. The butter, the popcorn song.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So we actually tried to mash the two up so you could have a hot buttered popcorn.
There you go.
But
boom. Doesn't sound great. Some of it's okay, but.
Just couldn't do it.
No, right. Not quite.
Well,
nope.
National Butter Day today. But I did want to play one song. You were talking yesterday about Carrie Underwood.
Oh, yes.
Has
a new
Christmas song out, and I think it's great. It's hilarious.
It is.
It's called Stretchy Pants. Listen to this, and this will go on our Christmas playlist.
Time to celebrate the season, haven't eaten all day. My tummy is growling because I've been saving up space. I've got my place at the table, can't fit no more on my plate. I've got my fork in my hand, ready to stuff my face. So bring on the turkey, potatoes, casserole dishes, because I ain't missing.
Song Carrie Underwood, Stretchy Pants, and I guess if you put jingle bells underneath it, it's a Christmas song.
Yes, it's a Christmas song, Mike. Holiday, how about that?
I just never thought of her as a novelty song person, but
no. But this is kind of a fun one. It's kind of a punky pop country
sort of.
I love it.
I like that a lot more than I like the butter song. I could listen to that.
Right,
yes,
whatever.
All right,
Mike. Okay,
but that's Carrie Underwood. Yes, we are adding that to the morning show.
Yes,
Christmas playlist.
Love it.
Stretchy Pants. It's you too, with or without you. 96.3 KKLZ.
See the stone set in your eyes.
I have some audio here for you, Carla. This happened around Halloween, but the video making the rounds now going viral, and you might be able to relate to this. I know you and Angie have a great relationship, or do you have an idea of how she's going to respond to something you say before you even say it?
Yeah.
You do?
Yes, I do, actually.
Hold on. Let me find this audio.
Yeah.
This is hilarious. This is a brother and sister telling their mom, they're going to tell their mom how much money they spent on Halloween candy, and they already know the response.
We just bought Halloween candy from Target and it came out to $40. So we're going to predict my mom's reaction when we tell her it was $40. I think she's going to be like, $40?
How many did you get? Hannah, where's the receipt?
It's $40.
It's $40?
Bingo.
I love that. I'm sure I could have done it with my parents too.
I bet.
Yeah.
I bet.
Yeah.
Hannah, where's the receipt?
It's $40.
The response?
It's $40?
My dad would have said, $40 on Halloween candy? And my mom would have said, well, that's how much it costs now.
Sometimes, Jody, I would say Jody and I go back and forth.
Yeah.
But I'll answer for her like she would answer.
Yeah.
And she goes, why do I even need to be
right
here?
Or I'll do the old, I already know what you're going to say.
Uh-huh.
Then why are you telling me or asking me?
Well, why are you even talking to me? How many other people are in that relationship? Here it is again.
So we're going to predict my mom's reaction when we tell her it was $40. I think she's going to be like, $40?
Hannah, where's the receipt?
It's $40.
It's $40?
Exactly. Verbatim. The same inflection. Do you have that thing with your significant other? Even before you say something, you know how they're going to respond.
One of our listeners said, my husband and I have been married for almost 24 years, and it's gotten to the point that we react to things by saying the same thing at the exact same time.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little freaky sometimes, like those creepy twins from The Shining.
Yeah.
Kind of spooky.
Yes. Yes. I will tell you this, and I mentioned it before. I'll just have a conversation with Jody without her even responding because I know what she's going to say to the point where she'll say, do I even have to be here? We have a bowl of trail mix that I love on our island.
Yes.
And every once in a while, a raisin or a peanut will try and escape and fall on the floor.
Uh-huh.
I'll look for it. I won't be able to find it, so I'll just walk away.
Yeah,
and before she can even say anything, seriously, you're just going to walk away. You're not going to look for it.
No.
And she'll just look at me. If you knew I was going to say that, why don't you look for it a little bit longer and find it so I don't step on it?
Yeah, I'm backing up a little bit. Do you use that whole, it must have escaped from the bowl, as opposed to I dropped it. It fell out of my mouth.
I saw one raisin on the edge of the bowl. I said, see, here's one that just couldn't get over the wall. Greg, what's going on?
So I do have this thing with my wife, right? When she has to tell me something, I have to ask her, is this something I just listen to or is this something you want me to fix? You know? Because I've learned in the 20 years of marriage, you could either be happy or you could be right.
You're right at that point because we do like to be right, don't we?
Listen, at that point, I just want to be happy.
Yeah, I know. I know.
I'm a happy, happy man.
Thank you for calling. You have a good morning as well.
See, bye-bye.
I'm sure a lot of women do the same thing to guys. Jody will say, are you thinking about putting the Christmas lights up this weekend?
I don't know. Am I? So you're telling me that I'm putting... Okay.
Would you like me to put up the Christmas lights?
Yes. Yes.
If so, just tell me.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. This is just icky. A 38-year-old guy in Boston recently showed up at an ER after he had a seizure. Found out, oh my God, He'd been living with a tapeworm in his brain for 20 years.
Ah, jeez. Okay. Better late than never, I guess. Dude.
That is one of my biggest fears.
I know. Don't eat raw pork.
Something is going to crawl in my ear or my brain or something.
Yeah, it might have already done it. Look at this guy. We're probably living with, God only knows.
Look how I've ended
God
up.
God only knows what's going on in there. Jeez.
Well, cops in Louisiana tried to break up a bar fight with a bunch of women. They were brawling outside a bar in Louisiana. Cops stepped in to break it up, and one woman, 36-year-old Michelle Smith, well, she latched onto a cop, bit his ear off, went Mike Tyson on him. According to the police, she bit, quote, a large portion of his right ear completely off. Then she spit it out, ran away, and they haven't been able to track her down yet.
Oh, my gosh.
Not clear if the cop's going to be okay if they're able to sew his ear back on or not.
Guess what, honey? You bit a guy's ear off. You Van Gogh'd this guy, and, you know.
You Van Gogh'd this guy.
Yes.
Went Van Gogh on
me. Yes, exactly. I'm sure she'll live a very happy life. Oh, my God. Well, it's all about the... Listen, I'm sorry, ladies, but it's about stupid women today. One woman, very upset. She sprayed painted Mike is a cheater on the side of a red SUV. Red SUV, yes. No, your ears perked up again, didn't they?
I did.
Mike is a cheater in red SUV. Also snapped off his side mirrors. Smashed his windshields. She was shocked.
Shocked?
Yeah, when she saw all the damage that she had done as she was doing it, ran off. The police are looking for her. They haven't found her.
Wow.
They haven't found her. People saw her, but they haven't found her. So spray painting
the SUV wasn't good enough.
Well, here's the kicker is that I think she was trying to spray paint his, but I don't think it was his. I think she thought it was his.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Now, here's a woman I know all you guys would like to date. She said her sugar daddy rented a Times Square billboard and put her picture on it for her 28th birthday. Her name's Mariah.
Uh-huh.
And she's originally from Atlanta. And she says she's a model. Mm-hmm. Now, she said, I was so shocked when my sugar daddy said he'd book the billboard for my birthday. We've been dating for a few months. He said he didn't know what to get me, but this is the perfect present. Because seeing my name up there in bright lights was the most thrilling thing. I look stunning. I feel like a star, and I totally deserve it. He is so sweet. He lets me do whatever I want. He doesn't even mind me dating other guys. I'm so lucky. Gives me cash and other nice gifts.
I'm sure she sounds just like that, too.
I'm sure she does.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call Something Good.
We do it at the end of every show. A little bit of good news to hopefully start that workday off on a little more positive note. This is a pretty amazing story. It's actually out of Alabama, and it is Guinness World Records Day. So here's one for you. A baby born in Alabama, 4th of July, just this past year, now a world record holder for most premature baby to survive. His name is Curtis Means. He was born almost 5 months premature, just over 21 weeks at birth. A normal pregnancy, 40 weeks. Little Curtis is doing really, really well. He's developing just fine. They say he's going to be a healthy, healthy young fella. So that is a pretty spectacular record to hold.
Nice.
Yeah.
You know, I wonder what's going to happen when he grows up and finds out.
Do you know that you were that baby? What?
That you're in the Guinness World Book of Records as that baby.
Yeah, no way. Stop it. I mean, I knew about the test tube. There was some test tube girl, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, but you're the other one, dude.
I mean, I would carry that card with me everywhere I would go.
And can I say this? That name Curtis means sports of some sort.
Something.
Right? With means on the back, right?
Right. That's great. If you have a feel-good story, submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. Get ready to kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon sponsored by Porta Subs. Get the taste you crave at your neighborhood sandwich shop, Porta Subs. Order online for pickup, curbside, or delivery, portasubs.com. It's Wendy Rush. She's in next. She'll continue and, of course, keep you company throughout the workday. Otherwise, we are back tomorrow, Thursday morning. So do have a great day. Be careful. Be safe. Be kind to each other.
Some
Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
You missed the show today. Catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.